about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this just in. President Obama's uncle, I guess, loses his driver's license. He's here, from what I understand, illegally, but he lost his driver's license after a DUI arrest. You'd think he could pull some strings. On Yago Obama, the source, where am I getting this from? This is from Newsmax. President Barack Obama's illegal alien uncle was ordered to surrender his driver's license today after he admitted driving drunk. The district court in Framingham, Massachusetts, told the 67-year-old to turn over his license for 45 days following his admission of sufficient facts at his DUI arrest. He also placed Mr. Obama on probation for a year. Again, this is President Obama's uncle. He had been fighting this case since he was pulled over. He can't be doing that, people. Yeah, how is he still in this country? When he was pulled over, his speech was slurred, his eyes were red and glassy, and there was an odor of alcohol. Blood alcohol level registered 0.14 on the breathalyzer, which was twice the legal limit. Now, his attorney said that his illegal alien status was caused by his failure to renew immigration paperwork, saying that he expects the issue to be resolved. He has been in the United States illegally for 20 years. He has returned to work at a liquor store in Framingham. That's kind of interesting. You wonder how people can be here that long. And that's why there's an issue. You know, people are like, I don't understand. Why is it such an issue with illegal immigration? Just get everybody, have everybody go. Kick everybody out. Sometimes they're not that easy. Some of these people have been here for decades. They have families. They built homes. They work. And I know some people say it doesn't matter, you're legal leave. But, you know, this is why it's such a passionate issue. You have people that have been here, you know, for years. I don't know how they could do it. How do you do it? Speaking of blood alcohol level, there was a man in Indiana who had a blood alcohol level of 0.5. 0.5. Now, remember, Obama, President Obama's uncle, was at 0.14, right? And arrested for a DUI, okay? Many people's limits, I think limits is 0.07, et cetera. James Henderson, 28 years old, of Valparaiso in northwestern Indiana, I hope I pronounced it right, was discovered unconscious in a roadside ditch Saturday with a blood alcohol content 7 times the legal limit. Most people go into a coma at 0.4. He was 0.552. Now, according to the Sun-Times, Henderson had a history of alcohol-related arrests. Fox is reporting on this also. Was hospitalized after being discovered along the road just north of town. He was first spotted with an unidentified woman sitting beside him, but she reportedly was gone by the time the authorities arrived. He had several bruises, was struck by a vehicle. Also during this time, nobody stopped. So he will be charged with public intoxication, even though he was lying in the ditch, you know, wasn't bothering anybody at the time, following his release from the hospital. 0.55. I've never seen anybody live with alcohol that high. That is crazy. That is crazy high. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live. I would love to hear from you. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Talk about anything you want to talk about. We have some more updates in the Trayvon Martin case and George Zimmerman, the neighborhood shooting. Horrible case. Horrible, sad case. But more developments with that. New developments in the healthcare law, as it has been argued by in the Supreme Court this week. We talked about that a lot in the first 2 hours. I really urge you to go to my website on demand so you could listen to the earlier hours, but I will definitely recap some things for you. Also, we got some interesting tidbits medical-wise, so please still stay tuned. We got a good hour coming up. We got Kyle working the dials. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were just talking about the previous hour, this New York, this JetBlue captain flying from New York to Las Vegas that just went berserk. You scream and say your prayers. We're all going down. Something about a bomb, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, you know, crazy. And we're, you know, trying to find out how somebody could just out of the blue just go crazy like this. We'll know more. We'll know if there's any psychiatric history. Did he not take his medicines? But, you know, wow, pretty dangerous stuff. This was mid-flight. And the JFK flight, JetBlue flight had to stop in Amarillo, Texas. But John F. Kennedy Airport isn't out of the news yet. Apparently, 200 thefts per day in JFK Airport baggage has been recorded. 200 thefts a day. We're talking cash, jewelry, electronics, valuables are being stolen from passengers' baggage. They say it's happening as a result of inside jobs that are not being stopped, reported by local CBS. Apparently, there was $160,000. Who would travel with that? Rita Lamberg was traveling with $160,000 worth of watches, rings, and necklaces that were stolen. She said it was her life savings. They say now over 200 thefts a day, every single day, either baggage handler, jetway workers, security people, possibly they're all in on this scam. They go in there, they go through the luggage unencumbered and unchecked. Right now, the only airport we know this is happening at is JFK. This is crazy. Yeah, I'm flying to JFK in June for Talkers convention. I mean, I've never had, but see, I don't carry anything of worth, in my suitcase. I mean, I got underwear. Sometimes I have to put the shampoo in there. We got my kids' clothes, their underwear, their socks. Maybe I got some pantyhose. So, I fly to New York every year. Never had an issue. But, crazy because you think there's some sort of safety. And I guess maybe you have to take that on the plane with you. What are you doing though, traveling with $160,000 worth of jewelry? But wow. Now, we did see a case where somebody's mother-in-law gave them a chocolate cake, and a big chunk, we're talking like a whole 15-minute quadrant of the cake, was taken out. And that was just, I mean, vagrant. That was just, no one's even trying to be subtle with that. All right, so I guess, be careful when you travel, guys. All right, taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What if pain could be reduced, illness could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. Toll free 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we always yell at everybody about, you know, watching what they eat and watching their carbs and their simple carbs and not exercising and watching too much TV. Well, we may be able to blame something else that's not ourselves. BPA. This chemical BPA that's always in the news, which is used to harden plastics, now more research says is contributing to the global epidemic of obesity. Phew, I knew it wasn't me. I knew it wasn't the ho-hos. Oh, what a relief. Anyway, claims by biologist Frederick Volmsal come as the FDA administration is expected to rule this week after 4 years of a study on whether to ban the plastic additive from use in food packaging. Now, remember, for those of you that are trying to recall, okay, what's going on with BPA? BPA is in everything. It leaches out of our reusable water bottles. BPA can possibly cause cancer. It can act like a synthetic estrogen, cause hormonal issues, and now they're saying can cause obesity. They say also during the development of the fetus, BPA exposure alters the development of stem cells. There was even a study earlier this year regarding pregnant moms being exposed to this transferred into the fetus. They think there is a tripping of a switch in the DNA. BPA turns out to be a major factor in the number of fat cells that a person will later have in life. Now, 2007 is when BPA first came out. Also, we were worried about BPA on our receipts. You know, when you go and get fast food and they hand you a receipt, it's kind of that soft paper like the old fax paper used to be, kind of glistening. Don't be rubbing it all over your face, okay? There could be BPA on there. All right. They say that most companies, after the whole 2007 revelation of BPA and what it could do, many companies did reformulate their containers. But they say the organic compound is still so ubiquitous that it has been found in the urine of 93% of Americans over age 6. It's also used to line metal food and beverage cans, as in dental sealants, household appliances, sports equipment, etc. Because remember, you know, once a chemical works, they use it for everything. Now remember, it could be an endocrine disruptor because it acts like a synthetic estrogen. Now, regulatory agencies in the U.S., Australia, European Union, Japan, and New Zealand say there is no evidence that the minuscule exposure really poses a major health risk. But Vom Sal, the biologist, and this has been reported by Fox News, says even trace amounts of the chemical are enough to disrupt the child's developing genetic structure. So, again, I would love to blame, if you don't mind, the bottles. I'd love it. So we'll see where this goes, if they're going to do any restrictions or not. But I got to tell you, it's in everything. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David on the line. David, you're calling from San Francisco, right?
I am. Hello, Dolly.
How you
I
doing?
I didn't mean to say that. good. You know, I wanted to ask you, where is the attribution about the theft? Was it JFK Airport?
Yep, in New York, yep.
What's the attribution on that? Where are you getting that story?
That was, let me see if I still have it in front of me. If not, I could email you. I don't have the story in front of me anymore. Sorry, I do everything online. I could Google it for you if you want. Why? You haven't heard that yet? It was all in the news today.
Well, no, I actually stayed home. It's been raining like crazy today, so I've been kind of busy with raindrops. But
right now I'm looking at CBS 2 Local in New York, also WFMY News 2, multiple articles. Huffington, let me see, I don't know if there's a Huffington Post also, but The Consumerist, Gothamist, yeah. Just do a Google, but they say 200 items stolen every day. This is crazy. USA, well, it's even in USA Today.
Now, is this shoplifting out in the mall, or is this...
No, they think it's baggage handlers.
Dine and run?
No, they think it's...
So it's baggage handlers?
Yeah, they think it's once the baggage goes through security and is being handled... Yeah, USA Today was talking about this Rita Lamberg, who lost $160,000 worth of watches and rings and necklaces. She said it was stolen from the baggage after it cleared. I don't think they're going into
right.
the plane. Huh?
Right, yeah, so that's what I'm wondering. Because that place is a virtual city in its own right, and the idea they might have 50 or 100,000 people through there a day, and so 200 seems like a low number,
right.
If it was shoplifting or something like that. But if it's baggage handling alone, then that would be more significant.
Right.
So what I'm wondering next is the I don't know if you're familiar with the first director of Homeland Security was a guy named Bernie Kerik, and Bernie Kerik was the former police commissioner of New York City. And he's sitting in prison right now because of various crimes, and he was essentially appointed to be the first Homeland Security director, and when it became recognized that he had ties to organized crime, it really put it knocked the Bush administration back on its ass for a few weeks. Because people were realizing that Bush had tried to put an organized crime guy as the head of the Homeland Security.
I don't think government has ever run right. I don't think didn't this administration put a pediatrician in charge of Medicare? I don't think government ever does anything right. Both sides, if you ask me.
That's where it gets into organized crime has been running the show for too long. And it's, basically the judges are cooked, the attorneys general, the U.S. district attorneys, I mean, these guys that are writing laws are essentially figuring out ways to cheat us faster and never prosecute the people that cheated us. So, like, you look at the subprime thing. You know, I'm not sure if you're much of an economist, but basically if a bank, if somebody drops $100 in the bank, that bank then has the right to lend out $1,100. They have an 11-to-1 ratio. They can lend out 11 times as much as they've got sitting in the vault. And so the idea that these guys are essentially, you know, they want to loot our Social Security fund so fast. And if they can figure out a way to do it overnight, and then, you know, whether it's Eric Holder or Dick Cheney's brother-in-law, none of them are ever going to prosecute these crooks, and we would be actually believing that we have no right to live because our money got stolen. So, no,
David,
I mean, this is basically...
You brought up, I mean, you brought up so many points I've been talking about throughout the year, and thank you for your call, David. I appreciate it. Oh, don't get me started on the whole subprime loans. I mean, I had patients, I mean, lovely patients. They were all excited, you know, saying, Dahlia, you gotta look, Dr. Dahlia, you gotta look at my, $500,000 home. And I'm looking at pictures going, oh my God, that's gorgeous. Cause you could get homes in Vegas for $500,000. Exquisite. And I go, but wait a second, you work at the convenience store up the street. You told me you only make $20,000 a year. They're like, I know, I got the loan. You know, and I'm like, but what are you going to do? How do you pay for that? He's like, well, I'm going to live in as long as I can and then get kicked out when I can. And it's a shame because, you know, the people that were prepared that they were going to get kicked out of their homes, they knew what they were going into. But you had a lot of people that just really didn't look at the economics of it. And they really thought that they got to stay in a home that was well beyond their means. And these people were crushed, and it I knew those adjustable rate mortgages, boy, that would just completely blow up in all of our faces. You know, but it was a very, very, a weird time a few years back, and people were making so much equity on their homes and then borrowing against it and then walking away from their houses. Crazy. But going back really quickly to the JFK thing, when people look at the psychology of the average thief, if you get away with something once, you go back to that same place. All right. If they didn't get caught the first time around, it is very easy to go back again and again. So for those of you going, really, this happens at least 200 times a day, right, at JFK Airport. Again, this is what we got from USA Today, and we got from, you know, a variety of sources. I don't know how they could count. Yeah, I mean, unless you have 200 complaints, but absolutely. If a thief gets away with it once, they're going to go back and do it again. You know, that's why they always say a lot of thieves will, you know, return to the place of the crime. Many, many times that happens. And so, it's kind of frustrating because you'd think that, you know, if they know this, then somebody would get caught. But again, they have to spend money. They have to up their security. And now that everybody's a little wiser that they're being watched, nothing's going to happen. And then they're going to say, well, nothing's wrong here. And then as soon as security lacks a little bit, they'll go back in and do that. But, you know, honestly, if it's unwatched and there's nobody around, it's a huge, I mean, I always think of Die Hard 2, right? Where the baggage was handled. Wasn't that at JFK Airport? It looked huge on Die Hard 2. He looked handsome. He looked handsome. So there's lots of nooks and crannies and ways this could be done. It's a shame because, you know, I say hi to a lot of baggage handlers. A lot of them come as patients. I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, they all seem cool to me. But again, I don't live there, so I don't know what they're like over there. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DAC-DALY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity.
toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your bio superfood formulas at bioage.com, spelled BIOAGE.com, bioage.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a lot of you are upset. You know, I don't blame you, especially with what's going to be happening to Social Security and Medicare. I know you're upset. And it's funny because one of my kids, when I first started radio a few years back, said, "Mommy, you're doing it wrong." I go, "What do you mean I'm doing radio wrong?" They go, "You're not yelling." You know, Michael Savage yells. Rush Limbaugh yells. Why aren't you yelling? I go, "Well, I didn't want it to be that type of a show, you know, where I yelled." And honestly, you know, from the emails I get with some of the callers being so upset with what's going on, you know, in Washington, I think there's enough yelling, right? I don't think I have to yell also. But I'm extremely frustrated. And, you know, everybody says, "Well, you do have, some say. You have a vote." And, yes, the vote is very powerful in itself, but I don't see much changing. I if the money's not going to be there because they spent it all, I don't know what more we could do. I mean, look, I want to talk about this Virginia man who had a face transplant. You guys saw this today? A 37-year-old Virginia man had a gun accident back in the 90s. He lost his face, nose, teeth, jaw, and the University of Maryland physicians did probably one of the most extensive face transplants ever performed. He was actually wearing a mask. And there are pictures of him where, I mean, you see his prom picture. He looked good. And then basically half his face is missing. So you see his eyes and basically the mouth is just, you know, because he lost a jaw and everything. And they say today that he is actually able to feel his face, can brush his teeth. He's even shaving, regained his sense of smell. And, you know, from living like a recluse, he can now go out into public. And when you look at his picture, I mean, it is amazing what they are able to do. Now, of course, something like that is extremely expensive. You know, we all have been paying into the system and working our butts off and paying taxes for those of us that are good American citizens paying our taxes, right? To find out that we may not be able to get something like this, you know, for us later, or we may not be able to live on Social Security later. And it's very frustrating, you know. So I don't blame any of you guys that are mad, you know. I'm just as frustrated too. And I guess somebody had once said, you know, what's wrong with Washington is there's politicians in there. Well, yeah, remember, you know, these people want to get reelected. They do. They want to get reelected, so they're going to say what they have to say, and they're going to want to stay in office. Some of them are good. Some of them are good, but, you know, for the most part, again, they like being in office. They want to stay there. And in order to stay there, they got to make sure the donors are happy. And they got to make sure they go with the flow. The Democratic tide or the Republican tide. Anyway, apparently the boy's vision was largely, the boy's 37 now, the boy's vision was largely unaffected by the accident because of numerous reconstructive surgeries. His forehead and neck were mostly scar tissue. He had no teeth, no nose, and only part of his tongue. He was still able to taste, but he could not smell. So being able to now smell foods for the first time, he is just happy. He's just amazing. Now, apparently, the donor, we don't have too many details. The family wanted privacy. The donor's organs had gone to several people, but the donor's family was consulted specifically about donating the face. And when somebody consents to be an organ donor, it doesn't always include the face. Now, this was a 36-hour operation, the most extensive that thus far has been done, because it included transplantation of the teeth, upper and lower jaw, part of the tongue, and all the facial tissue from the scalp to the base of the neck. Because it included so much facial tissue, the incisions are farther back and less visible. From what I understand, he, you know, immediately asked for a mirror and then he hugged the doctor. I guess the most dramatic moment came when the team had finished removing all the previous attempts at reconstruction. He was left with a bit of a tongue and minimal protection for his eyes. But at that point, you know, he's doing really, really good. You know, first full face transplant was performed in France in 2005 on a woman mauled by her dog, remember? This is the 23rd face transplant since doctors began doing the procedure 7 years ago. The Cleveland Clinic in 2008 did the first one in America. So, you know, I mean, we can do amazing things right now in medicine, absolutely amazing things. And, but I mean, realize it costs money and many of us will not have access to that. Now, what's happening with the Supreme Court? Well, right now people are pretty happy. All right. It looks like that 5-4 decision may actually hold. We talked about this in the previous, couple hours of the show, so I'm not going to go into too many details, but just a quick summary. When the Solicitor General was arguing for the healthcare law, Donald B. Varelli, Justice Kennedy and Alito and Scalia were just on top of him asking questions, and he looked a little shaken up from what we understand from witnesses inside the Supreme Court. And the four liberal members, Justices Ruth Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan were easy on him, a little harder on Clement, who was arguing for the 26 states challenging the law, and Michael Carvin represented the private challengers. But it looked pretty apparent that these justices were already kind of, you know, mentally committed to what they wanted to do with this law. The only person who stayed quiet, didn't ask any questions, was Justice Clarence Thomas. Asked no questions, but they think he's going to side with the conservative side voting to strike down the law. So people were pretty pretty excited. It was a good sign. Now, what we talked about in the previous couple hours is the Republicans should right now be getting to work on what their plan is. And if people liked certain provisions of the health care law, like the pre-existing condition exclusion, preventing that, patients from being excluded, making sure all children are covered, etc. Although right now I'm under the impression with Medicaid, all children are covered. So I'm not really sure, you know, people are arguing, well, now children won't have health care. And I don't get that because I thought currently all children are covered by state Medicaid. However, I guess if the parents don't apply and, you know, put the, you know, get the children covered, maybe those could slip through the cracks. I'm not too sure what's going on with that because I was under the impression that all children are covered, all American citizen children are covered. Anyway, what Republicans need to do, especially the candidates right now, is say, look, all right, whatever we all agreed on, bipartisanly, right, that we're going to make sure we do coming up if we win this election. And because people are people were really happy about that whole pre-existing exemption. That was a that was probably one of the very few things people liked about the law. And the insurance caps. If you get a face transplant, like this gentleman here, are you banned from using your insurance for the rest of the year or two, et cetera? No, no, no. There's no lifetime caps, nothing like that. That is what the healthcare law protected. So a couple of those things were good. If we have bipartisan support, these are things that we all like, go ahead and pass mini bills on those. Why not? Okay, everybody will be happy. But if the Republican side says, okay, great, well, you know, we repealed Obamacare, or we're going to repeal Obamacare if the court doesn't overthrow it, but then that's it, we have a big problem on our hands because we still have a huge health care crisis looming, and it gets worse day by day, week by week, year by year. And so nobody better be lazy on this, okay? You know, yes, the Supreme Court overturning a bad law is, I think, a step in the right direction. But anything that was good to this law, anything that needs to be done urgently, like how to handle the generics and the lack thereof, not that the Obamacare law helped any of that, these are things that have to be publicly confronted, and we need to be, as voters, comfortable with the fact that we're going to move forward, because you're having a lot of people really upset with the way things are going right now with the Supreme Court. And if the health care law gets overturned, you're going to have a lot of people angry, and that may just be enough anger to keep the current administration in office. And if that's not what conservatives want, they better get moving on what their plan is going to be and reassure everybody that they are still going to work on health care and immediately, that first week, pass that bill to protect against pre-existing conditions. Pass that bill to protect against insurance caps. Make sure everybody gets covered in terms of children, right, blind children, autistic, etc., and then show that you're moving towards people have access. All right, but don't just sit there and hope it gets repealed, because we still got a lot of work to do. Don't go away. We've got more coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we're talking about healthcare, it looks like many of us are stretching out our medicines, trying to make it last. You know, we've talked about cutting the pills in half, trying to go to every other day, trying to find the lowest dose possibly needed. But unfortunately, some of the people whose medicines are getting strung out to last are children and their asthmatic medications. Apparently, the copays are getting higher and higher to the point where many families cannot afford to pay for the asthmatic drugs. They say children ages 5 to 18 whose families' out-of-pocket costs were highest also were more likely to be admitted to the hospital because of their asthma. Now, we're finding, you know, many of these asthmatic medications you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, the albuterol inhalers, you know, those actually are costly too. And those medicines do nothing in terms of prevention. What those do, those are, you know, good to have while you have an attack. But with asthma, and we've talked about asthma, you want to prevent the attack. And some of those medications are kind of costly. They're either steroid inhalers or they're the leukotriene antagonists, like a Singulair, Accolade. And so these medicines, and I've always noticed that they're not cheap. You know, we could find some cheap antibiotics. We could find some cheap blood pressure medicines sometimes out there. You know, Walmart has, I think, the $7 list. But asthmatic medications, not cheap. Now, they say, on average, the annual out-of-pocket asthma drug costs $154 among children 5 to 18 and $151 younger than those age 5. Okay? They said among 5,900 children ages 5 to 18, filled asthma prescriptions covered 40.9% of the days on average. So they weren't getting their medication. All right. And of course, they were going to the emergency room as a result. See, you don't want to get in that full blown asthmatic attack, especially with your children. And any of you parents that take care of asthmatic children, you know, when the kids crump, they crump fast. Among the younger children, 2,900, average medication use was only 46.2% of the days. These kids are not taking their medications like they're supposed to. Among older children, a cost increase from the 25th to 75th percentile was associated with a small reduction in medication use. All right, and then let me see, in older children, the rate of asthma-related admission was higher for those in the top quartile, et cetera. So, you know, one of my big beefs with the Affordable Health Care Act is it really didn't do much in terms of cutting the cost. Now, why would asthmatic medications be more expensive than other medications? You know, we talked about how, you know, the pharmaceutical companies determine the price. You know, many of these medications, once you get the patent, the patent clock ticks. And whether you get 7 years or more, a lot of times the drug doesn't make it to the market day one. So a lot of times the trials are still pending or FDA approval, et cetera. So you can get a patent, but that doesn't mean the product is ready for market. So by the time the drug is ready for market, sometimes you're 2-3 years into the patent. And so the drug company has only X amount of time to make their money back, the millions upon millions of dollars they spent trying to research a drug. And again, I'm not feeling sorry for them, but that's the basis of what happens. So then when we're looking at asthmatic medications, maybe those take longer in these trials. Maybe it takes longer for the FDA approved. Maybe it takes longer for them to get on the market. I don't know. You know, true, a medicine being more expensive to make, you know, has its issue, and inhalers are more expensive to make, you know, and they are more difficult to test, absolutely, you know, than tablets. But, you know, even the tablet medications are still expensive. You know, you can get lisinopril, a blood pressure medicine, for cheap. Yet you can't get Singulair for cheap. And, unfortunately, asthma kills kids. 1 in 11 people die every day of asthma. 1 in 11. That's a huge percentage. So I don't know how to fix the whole prescription problem. I don't, because also for those of you that do have asthma, you know, one medicine doesn't cut it, right? Right. You know, the albuterol inhaler, that is just for backup protection, which I do urge that everybody has, by the way. If you have asthma, COPD, make sure all of you have an inhaler, Proventil, albuterol, because what that does is it opens up the airways. It's a beta agonist. It opens up the airways. So whatever airways are trying to collapse and you're wheezing, you hopefully could get some air in. But again, it doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't stop the inflammation. You need the corticosteroids, like in the Flovent or in the Advair and the Singulair, Dulera. Now, these medications have long-acting beta agonists to kind of keep your lungs open a little while longer, as well as steroid to decrease the inflammation. And these things are vital and crucial. They're expensive, too. A lot of studies have to be done, trials, especially the combo meds. You know, studying those could take longer than the regular medications that are non-combo. So your Advil and Singulair that have the, and a Dulera, I believe, that has the long-acting beta agonist plus the steroid, those are longer to study. You know, so they don't get as much time out on the market, and they're expensive, but they work. So, you know, what I recommend to any of you parents that have any issues, number one is ask your doctor for samples. Okay, many of these companies do give plenty of samples to the pediatrician's office, family doctor's office. See what you can do about getting samples. Number two is contact the company. Many times the company does have prescription cards where the copay won't be more than $10. But also think about it, $10 a month, three medicines, that's $30 times 12, you know, 360. It's expensive. They said the average person is paying about $150 a year. You know, boy, things will be solved if the economy gets better, wouldn't it? You know? I mean, the healthcare crisis has really come to a blow and a culmination because we are having so many people out of work, not having insurance. And even those with insurance, they can't pay the copays. I get that all the time. Dr. Dahlia, I want to take my medicine, but the copay is $30. That's a lot. For 1 month of medicine, even the copay is a lot. So, you know, when they're talking about making sure everybody has insurance, you know, I almost, you know, just pull my hair out because even having insurance isn't solving the problem. Because there was a study out saying most of the people that have health insurance don't use it. They still can't afford to use their insurance. I admitted that the other day. I have an insurance that has a $2,500 deductible. I can't afford to use my insurance. I'm barely, you know, we're paying for it. But because of a $2,500 deductible, I can't deal with the deductible yet right now. I can't. The economy is still too bad. So you have people that have insurance, you know, so guaranteeing everybody have insurance and mandating that they purchase insurance isn't making a lot of people happy because those of us that do have insurance, we can't afford to even use it. So when somebody says, Dahlia, with my medications, it costs me $50 a month with all the copays, right, for my diabetes and my cholesterol, my blood pressure medicine and my Plavix, you know, which is cheap. If you could get through $50 a month. Now, they can't afford that. How do you fix the problem? I don't know. Because more and more of us need more medications. You know, before people would die of heart attacks, unfortunately. Now, we could prevent the heart attack. If we keep your blood pressure down, if we keep your cholesterol down, if we keep your blood sugar down, right, put you on an ACE inhibitor to protect your kidneys, make sure you're taking your baby aspirin, watching you regularly doing blood work, all right, we are able to increase life expectancy. That's great, but it is costing a pretty penny. And nobody knows how to fix that. We're getting older. We have fancier technology. We have fancier medications. There are medications to keep diabetics off of insulin. If you told people that 30, 40 years ago, they would be like, are you kidding me? There have been patients who I could swear was going to end up on insulin, but because of their combination of these oral medications, they've been able to stay off insulin. Well, that's wonderful, but it's expensive. So now I'm having patients say, you know what, Dahlia, just give me the insulin. It's cheaper. I can't afford these other medications. Just give me the insulin. I'll take the shots. So, I mean, maybe that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. We're going to go backwards, where we're going to go back to the olden days where we would be doing just kind of home remedies and the cheaper of the cheap. Unfortunately, though, you know, now that we have a means to protect people from heart attacks and, you know, kidney damage, et cetera, we're going to want to do those. And that's what's making medicine different because we have the power to cure a lot. But it's costly, people. I wish I had an answer. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please stay on board. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA for off air. And you all be healthy and safe. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Take care.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.